Sports Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, good morning. Kevin Miller here at East Junior High School. You know, we talk to the teachers, we talk to the parents. Of course, other big news of the day. We'll cover bad drivers in Idaho, Ebola versus ISIS. Where are our priorities nationally? Locally, other stories of interest here. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, but we always love America, we love Idaho, and we love the arts. And let's salute America right now, courtesy of our great friends here at East Junior High.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the
great job. Give yourselves a big round of applause here this morning. Thank you very much. We really appreciate you all coming in and starting this day with a patriotic salute to America. Thank you all. We're all envious that you can carry such a great tune. Thank you. And doing that before 7:10 in the morning. Great job here. We're joined by a few teachers. Why don't you introduce yourselves here to everybody at 580KIDO.
My name is Ozra Boschniak. I'm a math teacher here.
And I'm Josh McConnell, and I also teach math here at East Junior High.
Well, you guys here on the front lines, of course, all subjects are important. Math is always at the cornerstone in getting kids to like math, whether it's in elementary or junior high, can lead to success later in their academic careers. What is the key to getting kids to like math?
Well, for me, it's creating an environment where they feel safe to try and to experiment and to communicate. And also not to be afraid to make mistakes, because math is a difficult subject. And they need to be able to communicate about math, talk about math, and I think that's been successful.
I agree. I always try to just remind them that you guys can do this. You're capable of this. You have the tools. I've given you the tools. And like Josh was saying, setting up a comfortable environment where they feel good about trying new things. They don't feel shut down. And so... also exploring new ideas with them. And I found that to be really successful. And then I also think when the teacher is really excited about it, like I love math, I'm a math nerd. And so when I tell them that, I get super excited about math. And I always tell them by the end of the year, I hope you guys like math. I hope you're excited about this class. And I found great success with that.
Well, what type of math do you all do? Is it division, long division, algebra, pre-algebra? What are we doing here?
Well, I teach 6th and 7th graders, and we're focused on pre-algebra.
Pre-algebra in 6th and 7th grade, right?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. And our focus is trying to get the kids comfortable with problem solving so that they're ready to take Osra's course, which is algebra.
Algebra already? Really? What, in ninth grade is it?
I teach 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Right. I have a few 7th graders in my morning classes, and then it's mostly 8th and then some 9th graders as well.
What goes on in your mind when you hear that American kids just don't get math?
Well, you know, you have to look at it through, you know, where's it coming from? Who's saying American kids don't get math? I guess for me, I would invite someone to come into the classroom and just spend a day in the classroom and watch these kids problem solve and work on math. What do you think, Osra, about that one?
I agree. I think it's hard to see inside the classroom unless you're actually there seeing the kids explore these new ideas and get excited about it, because they really do. When they figure something out, they get super excited about it. And I think a lot of it is building their confidence towards that, because once they're confident, they can do anything, I think.
Has technology helped with the learning of math?
I would say yes. We've got a lot more opportunities. The kids have a lot more, they have a lot more resources now online. And, you know, when they're stuck on a problem or they don't get a concept, Google's there. And it's not necessarily like it's a crutch, but it's a great resource for them to use online tools as well.
Yeah, I agree. And then I always say if they want a little extra help, there's so many programs online like Khan Academy, which is free, that they can go on there, search something, and it'll take them through tutorials to help them reinsure what they saw in class.
What about parents, though? Math can be intimidating, and you know, parents they want to make sure their kids are good to go, but, you know, it's probably been a while since they've done pre-algebra or algebra, and, you know, they have the motivation to help, but they don't have the tools. What do you say to them?
Well, kind of like what Osra was talking about with Khan Academy, that's a great resource for the parents to go to and, you know, help their kids with math. I came from a situation myself where by the time I was in sixth grade, my parents weren't able to help me with difficult math concepts. And so I had to rely on my teachers and fellow students to help me out with math. And so I would say to parents who want to help and be involved, ask lots of questions.
It can be intimidating, though, for parents. I mean, you know, because you don't want to be, you know, it's tough enough that these kids are second nature with the computers. Now all of a sudden they, and you know this, you knew more about the math than they did at sixth grade. How'd they get a hold of you and keep you in line?
Yeah. Are you referring to the...
Right, just the idea that they have the motivation and they really want to help, but there's frustration if they don't get it,
right?
You know, just like kids. They don't get it with the first swipe.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's something that I think parents can talk to teachers about. I think keeping that communication open, because we're aware of this. You know, we're aware that this generation is, they do probably know more about computers than their parents do, and that's okay. And I think just keeping communication open with a teacher, and then the teacher providing resources to help the parents out. And I mean, nothing can be done unless there's some sort of communication open amongst people.
And that's the big thing, to over-communicate when you're a parent, you think?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
A little early for you, when it's important for parents to over-communicate, like to make an effort to come see you? And
right, but both ways. I mean, I think we just had back-to-school night where we had parents come in, and I highly emphasized, please communicate with me. Please email me, and I will keep communication open. I have a website where they can keep track of what's happening in the class.
You have a website for the classes?
Yes.
Wow.
I have a website that there's a calendar, and on the calendar they can see every day what's happening in class. And so they can look at that ahead of time.
But that's no fun if you want to get away with something if you're a kid. Just look at the website.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, that's a lot of work. So on the other side of the line of scrimmage here at 580K IDEO, and a final question for both of you, you know, we talk about parent interaction, and sometimes, you know, you have the parents that are maybe well-meaning, maybe not so well-meaning. or too busy because they're keeping food on the table. They don't have time. Now, how do you handle that?
Well, that's a great question. And
I don't have answers. I just have questions. Really, I do.
And as Osmer mentioned, our back-to-school night, that's one area where each of the teachers, we have what's called, I guess it's called office hours, where we explain to the parents and the kids when we're available. Like, I'm available before school for 30 minutes, at break for 20 minutes, at lunch for 30 minutes, and if I'm not coaching a sport, after school. And those are times when kids take it upon themselves to come in and seek more help, get more help. And the parents know that, the kids know that. There's really not a place for them to hide.
Sure. Yeah. Tough to be a kid these days with you guys. Really tough. A final thought that you'd like to say to parents at 580KIDO or grandparents that, you know, they see as we get older, we see what, you know, our hopes and dreams through our children. And they want the best intentions, whether they're, you know, kids in Meridian, whether they're kids in Nampa or Wilder or what have you, or Fruitland or wherever. What do you say to parents right now to really help their kids? Is it really, as we talked about, over-communicating?
I would say, yeah, keep communication open with the teacher, and then also be aware of what your students or your children are doing in school. Keep up to date with that stuff, because if you're unaware of what's going on in their class, it's, like you said, it's easier for them to get away with things.
Right.
And you know, most teenagers would like to sneak a homework assignment now and then. But so I think, yeah, keeping communication open, and then also making sure that you're up to date on what's happening in the classroom.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would add, ask lots of questions, like we mentioned before. Ask them what they're learning. Ask them, what did you think about that? How could you use this in the real world? Those are all things we talk about in class, and the more the kids talk about it and communicate it, I think the greater understanding that they'll have.
Well, you know, I could go on and on how to use algebra in the real world, but I'll take your word for it. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning here, East Junior High School, as we continue on. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to the phones and go to Ron Paul Jim, who would like to talk about ISIS and ISIL. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, it seems that you've taken the torch to run with this propaganda that Assad is somehow evil and we have to deal with him. But the solution is to fund or finance or arm these Syrian rebels, which are the same exact people that created ISIS. And I find it just unbelievable that people, I don't think people believe this. I think they're just trying to push this agenda on us and tell us that we are in support of it. It's the same game plan, the same playbook they used to take down Gaddafi in Libya. It's the same, you know, they haven't changed their routine. They're doing the same thing over and over again. Why are you even contemplating the support of any group to take down Assad when our intelligence has been nothing but propaganda from the beginning? The same intelligence that told us there was yellow cake uranium and that there was mobile chemical weapons labs, the same, you know, it just keeps going and going. And this is, you know, and we're supposed to believe that the ISIS just walked up and jumped in our equipment over there that was abandoned, supposedly. Millions and millions of dollars of brand new equipment just abandoned over there, and they jump in, and suddenly they have the firepower of the U.S. military, and they're fighting the Kurds that are very good fighters, and the Kurds can't take the, you know, they're actually pushing back the Kurds. I mean, you know, you don't do that unless you've been very well trained. And I just don't see how this, you know, and there's got to be logistics behind all these machines and equipment. There's mechanics, there's parts, there's all this stuff that these people, you know, imagine all the controls are in English. Are we supposed to believe that these people who are, you know, we're always told they're living in the dark ages and have no education, are very oppressive of other people, women, everything like that, that they just jumped in our tanks, flew our helicopters, and were able to
fire with accuracy all our weapons with that kind of efficiency, or are we just, you know...
Okay, Ron, Paul, Jim, you've asked a lot of questions. Thank you for the call. I'll answer them next. 580-5436, your call, your thoughts on what Ron, Paul, Jim said, and I'll straighten them out concerning Assad and everything else. And the big question here is Ebola, ISIS, or ISIL, which is the bigger threat to our country? 580-5436. Let's get you to work safely.
Our schools secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at East Junior High on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, lots of great things on the 580 KIDO Facebook and Twitter and website. A few things, an issue we've been talking about for quite some time, and here's the skinny on this, and it's involving, how should we put this, spanking, discipline, or abuse. I wrote a little column on that, my own personal experience with corporal punishment. We have the Kevin Miller Hot List. You'll tell that by Eva Mendez being on there. Apparently, people are excited that she got married, or not got married. She had a kid, so we'll take a look at that. Plus, we live blog each and every morning. So if you've missed something or want to know what's going on, or you're like Jim from Star going, hey, what happened on the show, don't call me. Just go to the website, check it out as we move along. Girls, we've got you're not scheduled until 7:30, so if you want to come back here and sit, that's great. Or go do whatever you want. But Ron Paul Jim was talking a little earlier about this, ISIS, ISIL, and everything else, and the threat that it faces. And he accused me of buying the administration's line that ISIS is much ado about nothing.
Its goal is to become the new vanguard of the global extremist movement and establish an extremist Islamic caliphate across the Middle East.
Here's the skinny on that. And as many of you know, and many of you who agreed with me, I was not in favor of getting rid of Mubarak, the leader of Egypt. I was not in favor of getting rid of Gaddafi. Hey, they were thugs, but they were our thugs. And you remember, oh, the one that got away. Well, not really, but for entertainment purposes only, we'll say that here at 580 KIDO. Courtney Keeley, remember she and I would get into it about Assad, and I'd say Assad is a thug, a murderer, everything else, but he's our murderer, blah, blah, blah. And what he did to children and what he did to his own people, horrific. He should be condemned. But as we talked about yesterday, who are you going to replace him with? Who are you going to replace him with? And remember, our boy, the pugnacious Vladimir Putin, said the same thing. Remember John McCain hanging out with the Syrian rebels? Hey, I'm John McCain. As if it were some frat boy party. And remember a year ago, people were saying, well, we're gonna fund the good rebels. Not the bad rebels, the good rebels. As if that's a way, as if we could tell. Here's what I think about ISIS. If you do what they've done to people, if you in fact have committed the brutality to people across the country and everything else, let's face it, bottom line here is you have to be dealt with. When you have people, and again, I apologize in advance for sharing this, but it's on the internet. It's on ABC News. It's everywhere else where you have, what is it, Jihadist John or whatever his name is, the guy with the masked man committing these atrocious killings, calling you out. What do you do? And to get back to Ron Paul Jim's point, well, they couldn't have taken over our equipment. They couldn't have done this. As if there's some conspiracy. Hey, it shows you what a bad investment the Iraqi army was.
Your evil alliance with America, which continues to strike the Muslims of Iraq and most recently bombed the Haditha Dam, will only accelerate your destruction.
In other words, when someone calls you out, whether it's the parking lot, the office, or at home, you have to respond. Correct? You have to respond when you're talking about this at 580KIDO. Do we want regime change? Look, I can't even spell regime change. I can barely pronounce it. But on the other hand, these guys are saying they're coming here. Do you believe them? Or are you in the Tom Munns, Ron Paul Jim camp? We'll talk about it Also, as we continue on from East Junior High School, promoting our schools, securing our future, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Well, let's quickly go to Doug. How about we go to Doug before the news at 580KIDO? Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir. Hey, congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
You know, our politicians are, well, a whole lot of them are boneheads. You'd think that they could look back in fairly recent history, and if I remember correctly, I think we trained Osama bin Laden years ago, and look how that turned out. And it seems like, you know, Obama, being the blundering phonehead that he is, he can't decide which way is up and can't decide how to deal with the ISIS rebels. He can't even figure out which name they're going by. You know, and all of his, most of his advisors are saying, yeah, we're possibly going to have to put boots on the ground. Well, you know, all he can say is, no, there's no way we're going to put boots on the ground. We'll take care of it some other way. Well, they don't know how to take care of it. The politicians these days, they don't know how to win a war, period. And I think they're just going to basically step in the doggy landmine out in the grass, just like they have with Iraq and whatever else.
Doug, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
I'm Lottie!
580KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at East Junior High on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO getting ready to talk to the students here at East Junior High School. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Time to get you up. Time to get you pumped. Time to get you ready. Let's roll.
Score! S-C-O-R-E. Let's score! S-C-O-R-E. Let's score! S-C-O-R-E. Let's score! 1, 2, East!
Great job, everybody. Here, how about a big round of applause here? Okay, I'll just do it myself. How about that? Isn't that exciting? All right, If you don't need any coffee after that, who does? Let's talk a little about cheerleading here. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Well, hi, I'm Kelly.
I'm Avery.
I'm Bailey.
All right, now you got it correctly. You got girls. You got to speak into the microphone, and so everybody can hear you. So tell us a little bit about yourselves here at East Junior High.
I'm Kelly. I'm.
We got that the last time.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm captain of the cheer squad, and I play flute in the band, which I understand is coming on later.
So. Well, we've had the choir, the orchestra, and you have a band as well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of musical things to do here. Why are the arts important to you?
Because I feel like it gives you a way to express yourself. Like my band teacher says, not only will the arts help you with math and reading and just your core classes, but it will like give you an outlet to express yourself in ways that you really can't, you know. So
indeed. Well, what about you?
I'm an avid student, which is a college prep class, so it's really fun because I'm more ahead in school, so 90% of AVID students go to college better, so I'm excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about how that's different. We've heard about the AVID program many, many times. It's a little different type of learning, isn't it?
It is. AVID, we learn mainly about college and what we have to do to plan to get our education higher so we're more prepared and we can get scholarships for AVID, so that's good too.
It is. What about yourself, young lady?
I am also a ninth grade AVID student, and I believe that...
Not now, Cody. Yes, go ahead.
I believe that AVID is a really good course to take because it looks good on a college resume. And I'm in book club, hacky sack club.
Hacky sack club? What type of club is that? Don't you just kick the little bag there?
Hacky sack.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it competitions or something like that?
You can do conch circles where you have two hacky sacks, and when each person like misses the hacky sack, they have to go into the other circle and start kicking. So, and then at the end, when there's two people, they self-serve and determine a winner by how many people kick it the most times.
Well, what would you guys like to do when you're adults? Have you given any thought to that?
We have. I want to be a marine biologist and travel around and help find different species, or research more on ones that we don't know.
Okay. That sounds good.
I honestly don't know. At this point, I think it's, because I want to go to college, but I honestly, don't know what my degree or my job would be.
Well, you're running out of time. What grade are you in?
Ninth.
Oh. I don't know if you'll be ready to go. You have lots of time. And you, ma'am?
I want to be an astronomical physicist, and I'm going to Cornell College.
What were you saying? You were like, what?
Yeah. Well, clearly they all have.
They have some good goals.
Yeah.
This is a tough group here. This is a tough group. Yeah. So, okay, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
And I want to get my bachelor's degree in astronomical physics.
Right.
And chemistry. And then I hope to become a astronomical physicist at the Smithsonian.
Wow. I wish I had those goals now at 46, never mind, in ninth grade. Well, thank you, ladies. Anything else that you'd like to say? The majority of people that listen to this program, their parents, their grandparents, anything you'd like to say to them?
Being a student at East is really fun because it's a really safe environment.
Oh, come on.
We don't have...
You know, I hear this all the time. Oh, it's a good school. Nothing ever happens.
It is.
You know, this is a show where we talk about the bad things. There's nothing bad happening.
No. There's no bullying.
Where's my in-depth reporting? All right. So you like the school?
Yeah.
Go Hornets.
All right.
I just like the AVID program.
All right. There we have it. Thank you, ladies. We really appreciate it. Very early to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck to you guys. Take care. 580-5436. You know, maybe that's where I had it wrong. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just had a bad attitude in school. You listen to these kids, and they're good to go. We are talking about... No, you don't have to agree with me. My goodness gracious. What's going on Capitol Hill? Let's take a listen at 580-KIDO. This is General Martin Dempsey saying... Not so fast on air power only when we're talking ISIS, folks.
Precisely what our forces are doing in Iraq today, and you all suggested that if situation changes, you might recommend or come to us with recommendations that they would enhance their mission or change their mission. But can you clarify what they're doing?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for asking, Senator. First of all, I think everyone should...
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt here, and we're going to get to your phone calls in a minute. I like how... Our senators are on the case here, if you will, where they're sitting there going, can you tell us what our forces are doing? And the other night I heard people are sitting there saying that we've got combat troops already on the ground, special operators, right? Special operations going on right now, and we have the senator going, can you tell us what's going on, sir?
Be aware. When we talk about combat forces, that's all we grow. When we bring a young man or woman in the military, they come in to be a combat soldier or a combat marine or a combat... We don't bring them in to be anything other than combat capable. But that's different than how we use them. And in the case of our contributions in Iraq right now, the airmen, as the ranking member mentioned, are very much in a combat role. The folks on the ground are in a very much a combat advisory role. They are not participating in direct combat. There is no intention for them to do so. I've mentioned, though, that if I found that circumstance evolving, that I would, of course, change my recommendation. An example, if the Iraqi security forces and the PESH were at some point ready to retake Mosul, a mission that I would find to be extraordinarily complex, it could very well be part of that particular mission to provide close combat advising or accompanying for that mission. But for the day-to-day activities that I anticipate will evolve over time, I don't see it to be necessary right now.
One of the presumptions, and I'll...
There you have it. Let's go to the phones. Gene and Cuna with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my brother. And how are you today?
Living the dream.
There you go. Sorry I've been away for a while. I thought everybody had heard enough of my opinions. But this thing that Mr. Munns is, the poor gentleman is so badly mistaken. These guys think they're going to go swimming in rivers of honey and getting to molest 70 virgins, and they've got nothing to lose. They think they've got a real good beat on things, and it's nothing for them to cut somebody's head off. They think the gorier the better, and that's how they instill fear in the populace, is to make people think they've got, you know, they've got, oh, sleeper cells here and sleeper cells over there. And as long as they can keep that fear building in people, then they've pretty much won in their minds. But in our minds, speaking from, you know, personal combat experience, that's the propaganda tool is one of the most effective tools that a combating force has. Because the more fear you can instill in your enemy, the better you are. I'll give you a real quick case in point. In 1973, we were fighting in a bad place. We could not get into a village, so six of us stripped down into loincloths, painted our faces white, our bodies white, helicopter come over, started dropping smoke, playing, of all things, in a God of the Vita on loudspeakers, and we come walking out of this smoke, and everybody hit the deck. They thought we were something out of the Twilight Saga, maybe? Well, the sad case of that day, everybody died in that village. But the intelligence that we gathered was so far surpassed what anybody had thought about that it worked out really well. Case in point. ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call these guys, they are going to continue to decapitate people and say, we don't care what you guys think, what you guys do. We're going to keep killing the innocents because in their minds, they're either doing the innocents a favor by killing them and sending them to the afterlife, or they're gaining strength in numbers and power by making it look attractive. Younger people that don't have a family life or a mother or a dad that really cares.
Well, and you see that, Gene. Thank you for the call. We'll continue on next. Let's get you to traffic at 580K.
Ryan Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, let's go to Tom Munns with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Tom.
You know, you and I worked together and we got Gene out of the woodwork again. That was awesome. The only problem that I wondered was he said something about me being inaccurate, and he didn't seem to finish his thought. Kevin, I wanted to ask you something. And
that never happens with you.
I know. Are we a nation of laws and our understanding that freedom has been perpetuated through an informed electorate and through a written document that was strictly adhered to by our government? And if it is, why has this nation reduced itself to running completely on emotion in a most in lawless fashion, where we all seem that it's okay to just abandon any provision of the law, expanding the powers of government that we all complain about? I'm finding a complete disconnect here. You know, we're all afraid of this, and we're afraid of health care. We can't just do nothing. You know, we're afraid of education. We can't just do nothing. You know, now we've got ISIS. We can't just do nothing. The one thing that I wanted people to understand or to think about, I read this article yesterday. Evidently, there was a Balanced Budget Act that was actually written in 1995, and it was supposed to be adhered to. And what ended up happening was there's some speculation that the Iraq War, through a series of complicated and, you know, events, led to the fact that they abandoned that balanced budget for the sake of war. we're spending, people are complaining about tax dollars, and their money is going toward perpetual war. Where we have a government that continually increases in size because we let them. We are letting, we're letting them expand on the limitations that hold them together to be able to create, to help perpetuate our freedom by limiting them to their certain enumerated powers. Now look, regardless of whether we feel that ISIS is real or ISIS is not real, somehow we find that it's okay to be able to, we know that media is corrupt, but somehow when we see a video, somehow that just makes it real. That's not my issue. My issue is we're either a nation of laws and we're going to understand that a declaration needs to be made. I heard generals yesterday on CNN or Fox
News. Great call, Tom. Got to run. I apologize. Call back tomorrow. You'll have more time. Good morning, Dave.